This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with young innovators from the Vilinkar Institute of Management Development and Research, Mumbai, at the great grand finale of the Smart Indian Hackathon 2024 yesterday via video conferencing. During the session, the team leader of the Mystic Originals represented their solution to the security challenge posed by the Bharat Electronics Limited micro-Doppler-based target clarification designed to distinguish between the birds and the drones. The Prime Minister praised the team's dedication to addressing the critical national security issues. The team leader explained that the birds and the drones often appear similar to radar, leading to the false alarms and the security threats, especially in the sensitive areas. Another team member detailed the technical aspect, noting that the solution uses micro-Doppler signature unique patterns generated by objects similar to the human fingerprints to differentiate between the birds and the drones. Acknowledging the positive uses of the drones, such as the medical delivery and the essential supplies, the Prime Minister also noted the misuse of smuggling weapons and the drugs, creating the significant security challenges. Union government has decided to revise the wheat stock limit applicable until the 31st March 2025. In order to manage the overall food security and to prevent the hoarding and unscrupulous speculation, the centre had imposed stock limits of wheat for traders and wholesalers, retailers, big chain retailers and the processors all across the states and union territories. The wheat stock limit of the traders and wholesalers has been reduced from 2,000 metric tons to 1,000 metric tons, while the limit of the retailers have been cut from 10 metric tons to 5 metric tons per outlet. In a statement, the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution stated that the total of 1,132 MT of weight was recorded during the Rabi 2024 and there is ample availability of wheat in this country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan will hold the UAE India Strategic Dialogue in New Delhi today. The UAE Foreign Affairs Minister will also meet the Prime Minister Narendra Modi this afternoon. UAE Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister arrived in New Delhi to take part in the 4th Strategic Dialogue and the 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting. Welcoming the UAE leader, the Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal in a post on X said that the visit will further strengthen the multifaceted comprehensive strategic partnership between India and UAE. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India's banking sector, especially the public sector banks, has seen a remarkable turnaround under the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. She hit it out on the Congress leader, Rahul Gandhi, for alleging the public sector banks that are being used as unlimited sources of funds for fraudulent people, terming these remarks as baseless. The finance minister emphasized that the citizen-centric governance is the core principle of the Modi government. In a social media post, Ms. Sitharaman claimed that the high concentration of the corporate credit and indiscriminate lending during the UPA tenure had led to significant deterioration in the health of PSBs. Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities under the Union Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment will host the 22nd Divya Kala Mela at India Gate, New Delhi from today. The event will showcase the talent, creativity and the entrepreneurial spirit of the Divyang artisans, entrepreneurs and the artists from all across the country. Over 100 Divyang entrepreneurs and artisans will showcase their product and sales, and the 11-day event open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. We will run until the 22nd of this month. The World Squash Team Championships 2024, India's men team will take on France in the quarterfinal in Hong Kong, China today. The match is scheduled at 12 a.m. and yesterday in the pre-quarterfinals, the men's team staged a remarkable comeback to defeat Malaysia by 2-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.